One of the other things we have to do is appoint committee members. We have a couple of openings on the, or we have openings on the advisor, the investment committee, and also on the investment, or the audit committee. So those are coming up. We have to take care of that. I take that as the next item on the agenda here. So I think both the new members, I was fortunate enough to sit through the interview process and listen to both, both of the new candidates, and both of them expressed an interest in investments. And if there's not a limit on the number of seats, I would entertain or express interest, if someone might want to put that in the form of a motion, to have both of our new candidates become part of the investment committee, so that they can get an up-close and personal look at what's going on in investments. I think David's doing an excellent job of chairing that committee. It's obviously an area of his interest, and you two guys, I think, express interest in that as well, and it's a good place to find out what's going on, so.
And your current membership is David's chair.
Right.
Again, there's what is on the investment committee, and then it's a standing committee, and there are, there are four.
Yes, and it is on your sheet.
Yeah, there's a little sheet.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what you get to see up front.
Yeah. You appoint the chair and vice chair.
And you don't need a motion.
I don't.
Today, we'll be appointing all committee members and chair and vice chair for each committee.
Okay. So we'll, in chronological order, the audit committee is up here first. I have been serving on the audit committee and have done that for a number of years. It's an interesting viewpoint. You get a chance to see a lot of stuff that's going on that you don't necessarily see elsewhere. Some of it is pretty predictable. Some of it's not surprising, but some of it is quite interesting. So I would encourage anyone who might be interested in being the audit committee. We do not. I've been serving as vice chair. John was chair. So obviously, if now John's spot is, John's gone, and I'm not going to be serving on that committee, I don't believe that it's appropriate to have the board chairperson serving on committees necessarily. So we have to express, find out who else. I see Dan is also on that committee.
Yeah, Dan's.
And David. Oh, no, no, not audit. Oh, yes, sure. Yes, sure. I'm sorry. Yes, sir. I forgot that. So we did, that's the first spot we need to do is to fill those spots on the audit committee. And so is there anyone who would have an interest in actually serving on the audit committee, since we do have a vacancy? In fact, we have two vacancies.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll conclude everything.
That's right.
I'm happy to continue to be a member on it.
You would be, of course.
Yeah, I'm willing to be a member. I can't be an officer.
Right, so right. You expressed interest in being on the audit committee? Okay. Anyone else? We need two spots. David's already a member of the committee and chair.
So Dan is still on the committee, right?
Right, he is.
Yeah, you can appoint the treasurer tax collector.
Yeah, I would want you to keep Dan on.
Right, okay.
Absolutely.
So you can tell I didn't read ahead on the script on this. Okay, so it doesn't need to be necessarily in the form of a motion, but I propose to have David be chair of the committee, of the audit committee, and appoint also Dan to the audit committee and Mario to the audit committee.
So Dan would be vice chair.
And you have the discretion to select. You don't have to do them in order.
Okay, that's it.
You will need to appoint four members to the committee, and then appoint the chair and the vice chair of the committee.
Okay, so far we've got three. Anyone else interested in being part of the audit committee?
I'll volunteer.
Just okay. That's the fourth appointment. So it would be David, Scott, Dan, and Mario.
And we're having David chair and Dan as vice chair?
That would be, be okay with me. David chair and Dan vice chair. You okay with that, David?
I'm happy to serve. So, and time do you want the investment committee to continue as it has, or?
Well, we'll get to that one next.
Well, I'm just thinking about, you know, my roles and.
Chairing, I see, chairing two committees.
I am, if the board, if the board, if the board needs that, then I'm happy to do so, I just.
No, that's a good thought. So, Dan could do an excellent job, I think, of chairing.
Which committee?
Audit, we're still working on audit.
I'll let him know.
Yeah, if he's not here, that's what happens, you know, you get.
Yeah, exactly, I'll let him know, because he's not here, he's monotone.
If you miss it, you get volunteered for the cleanup committee, if you don't go. Okay, so that's the way it kind of lays out then, the appointees would be David, and Mario, and Scott, and Dan, with Dan serving as chair, and David as vice chair of the audit committee. Probably somebody wrote that down.
Yes.
Because I didn't. Okay, so, on, the next one is the investment committee, and I would like to see David continue as chair of the investment committee, and, who else, I'm sorry, remind me, who else is on the investment committee?
Dan.
Dan is also on the investment.
Vice chair.
Okay, as vice chair, I don't know if he necessarily wants to be vice chair of both, but.
Vice chair of audit, and vice chair of investments.
Yeah, he could be. Okay, let's make him vice, he seems like a very capable guy. He misses some meetings, of course, and this is the one he's really gonna regret missing. Let's make him vice chair, and, then also, we would need two more appointees, so I think, Mario and also Krishna. Okay, does that take care of that?
Yes.
We've got Karen over there saying, yeah, I think he's gonna be okay. We'll take a break and I'll talk to him later.